We may get a hint this week if President Obama's popularity overseas can be translated into diplomatic success. He takes part in three major meetings with world leaders, and each meeting highlights a vexing problem. First, the president meets the Israeli prime minister and the Palestinian president. Next, he'll address the United Nations. He'll be one of many presidents attending meetings in New York, including the president of Iran. And come the weekend, Mr. Obama will be hosting the G20 leaders in Pittsburgh as they try to work through global economic problems. NPR's Michelle Kalaman reports that the administration has been trying to mend fences with the UN.
The Obama administration's ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the U.S. has paid the price of stiff-arming the institution and is now making up for that.
Many countries viewed the United States as being more inclined to act unilaterally and not to seek common solutions to shared global problems. The Obama administration is changing that approach rather dramatically, both in principle and practice, because we understand that the nature of the challenges we face in the 21st century are fundamentally global.
In an interview with NPR, Ambassador Rice says the UN is the only true global forum, and she's been working hard there on issues like North Korea, Iran, Congo, and Somalia. Unlike its predecessor, the Obama administration has joined the UN's Human Rights Council, which Rice has described as a poster child of what ails the UN.
The Obama administration thinks that it's vitally important for the United States to roll up its sleeves and engage, to push back against the hostile rhetoric and hostile actions that have been often directed by the Human Rights Council at Israel, to focus the work of the Human Rights Council on the world's most egregious human rights abusers in places like Burma and Zimbabwe and Sudan.
But Kim Holmes, who handled UN affairs during the Bush administration, says there are so many violators on the council, the numbers are stacked against the U.S., and by joining the council, the Obama administration may end up legitimizing it.
The onus is now on them to produce something. And to make that rejoining worthwhile. And also, if you're going to raise the rhetoric that somehow we're going to go back into the UN and become popular there, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, it's easy to become popular by giving other people what they want. But what difference does that make for the United States?
Holmes, now with the Heritage Foundation, says the Obama administration is working off what he describes as a false premise.
The false premise is that the real problem is that the United States was unilateralist. The real problem is that we have fundamental disagreements with some of these countries like Iran and North Korea, and that is true whether it's Obama or Bush in the White House.
And on those issues, the Obama administration will face some of the same dynamics in the Security Council that the Bush administration did, according to David Bosco, author of a book, The Five That Rule Them All. He says the Obama administration will still struggle to get Russia and China on board for tougher sanctions, and he's worried the U.S. could get frustrated.
Those who are most favorable to the institution and most ideologically inclined to work through the institution can be disillusioned sometimes even more quickly than others.
One new feature this year is a special Security Council meeting on nuclear nonproliferation. Bosco says that the draft resolution the U.S. is circulating shows that the Obama administration is trying to address the concerns of some member states that the U.N. is riddled with inequalities.
They're trying to acknowledge that by talking about the responsibility of the nuclear powers to really take seriously negotiations to restrain and hopefully eventually eliminate their own nuclear arsenals. This is part of the changed atmospherics, is a willingness to acknowledge the feelings that there are double standards in the international system.
Ambassador Susan Rice says this will be the first time a U.S. president has chaired the Security Council.
So it'll be a historic session, and we're very much looking forward to the outcome of that session, giving concrete impetus to other very important upcoming negotiations, things like the Nonproliferation Treaty Review Conference, which happens next year, the president's own summit that he's called in Washington for next March to deal with the problem of loose nuclear material.
The Security Council meeting could be awkward at times, though, because Libya is currently a member, and Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is making his UN debut this year. Ambassador Rice says this is just a fact of life for big UN meetings, and the president will stay focused on his agenda. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.